Hi, my name is Hugo, and I am an alcoholic. Thank you guys for having us here. My sobriety date is June 13th, 2023, so last Friday I celebrated 2 years. And about 2 years ago, my wife went out of town, took the kids up to New Mexico, and I decided to have my fill of drinking and using by myself the way I like to. And come Sunday morning, I drank up everything in the house. Drugs is a big part of my story. And so I had nose beer on my dresser, and I was a little too paranoid to get back out, and my belly was distended. I'm in the bed with the, you know, smelly dog and my cat, and once again, I didn't know what I was going to do. To rewind a little bit before that, I had an earlier sobriety date. Relapse was a part of my story. It was in February of that same year. I got up to 90 days. And I wasn't living by the principles, and I my best thinking was to go out. And I went out for a week, and so that week long, drinking spell that I had, she was only gone 3 days, but I had started drinking since Monday. And so there I am again, you know, my heart's pounding, my belly's distended, I got the stinky dog and my cat all on the bed. You know, I tried to eat something, so I got a little ramen. And I hit my knees that one time. I couldn't do it again. And I said that prayer. I called my sponsor back and started to work the 12 steps. And a little bit about me. I grew up in the Hollywood area. My father, you know, was a drunk and a drug addict as well. My mother was a hardworking woman. He left the, you know, my mom kicked him out. Stepfather comes in. And I always ran the streets when I was a kid anyway, you know, so, with the angry stepfather, that was my excuse to stay out of the house. And I drank since I was 13. It was my first party, and they were passing the 40 ounces around, and just to set the scene, it was Raider hats and starter jackets, and it was my turn to take a pull off that 40, And I found very quickly it was the way that liquid made me feel instead of being seen with that bottle. And I experimented with other things as a kid growing up. You know, I was always shameful, you know, that, you know, my father was a junkie and a drunk. And my stepfather, you know, would put hands on us, and I would have bruises and stuff, and I had to lie about them. And I never felt the same way like the kids I was going to school with. And so, around 16, a friend of mine brought a bottle of Pavlov, and that's when it really came down, you know. We were on a rooftop listening to some Jimi Hendrix, and I felt everything wash away with me with that first, you know, ethanol burn, you know. And I was off and running since then, you know. So I would drink and use throughout most of my teen years. I ended up in juvenile institutions. I ran around in the streets. I graduated to the county jail. At 18, 1 month after my 18th birthday, I was in the county jail, and I saw the guys with the Bible, and I saw the homies, and we left them alone, but they weren't treated well. And that day I remember turning my back on my higher power, which was, you know, what I learned as a youth through my family. And I didn't want to be a hypocrite. So I drank and used all the time. I didn't understand why my homies can go to the bar and drink and then go home and be a father or do other things besides drinking. I was always parking lot pimping it after two and then end up at somebody's house. And that carried on for the rest of my life. I started using meth because my coke dealer ran out, and that had crazy legs for me, and I ended up at 5150 holes, drug induced psychosis, and the only time I really got clean time was when I was taking a state vacation, and I did that in 2014. I was released on my last term, I met my wife, And my friend of mine took a picture of me after she picked me up from the airport and sent it off to her. And she pulled me to the side and said, hey, if you're going to go hang out with this girl, with this woman, just know that she can drink you under the table. And the challenge was accepted. I came from Hollywood up to Santa Clarita. And being that I wasn't able to drink and use because I was trying to be on my best behavior and drink and use the way I like to drink and use, I became restless, irritable, and discontent. And so I would pick fights just so I can go back home and do how I wanted to do. And one of those last times, she kicked me out for good. There was nothing left that I could say or do. And her father passed with 27 years of sobriety. And I threw Alcoholics Anonymous out. She said, get sober in LA for a little bit and find some meetings, get some sober time. So I looked up online. I found this meeting. It's a We Agnostics meeting. I'm like, cool, no God. Come to find out, it was all about God and my discovery with my higher power, you know. And so, you know, I tried Alcoholics Anonymous a couple of times, and I just, I didn't get it. You know, I got a big book. I shook the hands. I got a commitment. I got a sponsor. Didn't read the big book. Didn't find a God of my own understanding. And that went on for a couple more times, you know. And when I came back in February, my stepson got into some legal trouble. It was around my birthday and my belly button birthday, and I still had, you know, drugs and alcohol in the home, and I thought it was my best idea to hold him hostage and tell him how good he had it, right? And I held him hostage till about midnight. He had school the next day. I was still awake when he got up to go to school, because that's what I do, and I was drinking, and he wasn't getting up fast enough, and I slapped him in the back of the head, something that I swore I'd never do. That was another yet for me. And my wife got in the middle. I threw my ring. She was my wife now. And I threw my ring at her, gashed her in the head. She took off with the kid. I drove down Sierra Highway. And because I knew I couldn't live with alcohol, and I could not live without alcohol. And so my best thinking was to drive up on this hillside and drive my car off of it. God had other plans. I made a left instead of a right. I ended up in a valley, two dots of gas, and I felt that I could hightail it out of that valley before, instead of asking my wife to bail me out one more time. I landed up in a liquor store, because that's what I do, and I was waiting for it to open, because that's another thing I used to do, and I called my old sponsor, and that sponsor directed, he laughed at me. And I got upset, right? And I was like, well, why are you laughing? You know, what's so funny? You know, my life is in shambles. Like, you know, I'm demoralized here. I couldn't even commit suicide. And he's like, well, because the book is true, it always gets worse, never better. You know, and everything that you went through proves to me that the book is true, you know, and it's easier to stay sober than to get sober again. And so he directed me to a meeting hall, and I met my current sponsor there, and he doesn't really frequent that meeting hall, and he was one of the last two men out of that meeting hall, and I knew enough to, from other sobrieties, to stick around, right? You know, we went to go eat at a Del Taco, and he shared with me his experience drinking and what he found in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I believed him, and he lived a similar life like mine, and he drank and used the way I drank and used, and I believed him, but he had this inner peace. He has this inner peace. And I really wanted him when he was recalling his story. And that's something I wanted. He asked me to call him at 6:45 every morning. I do that up to this date. And what I found here, he took me through the book of Alcoholics and the 12 Steps, you know, my life got freer, you know. I didn't know how to articulate what I had. I didn't know I had the ism, I didn't know the alcoholism, I didn't know that I had a threefold disease, you know, an obsession of the mind, I just hit myself with two things, I got distracted, obsession of the mind, an allergy to the body, and a spiritual sickness, you know, I didn't have a God of my own understanding, when he took the time to read the book with me, like his sponsor did before him, you know, it came to life, you know, and I've completed the 12 steps, you know, and my life is better, you know. I love aggressive music, I love hardcore music, you know, and I go to shows now. Instead of buying beers, I buy t-shirts, And I got a dresser drawer, that same dresser drawer full of T-shirts, you know. We're not a glum lot here, you know. And I'm really grateful. This weekend I had a time to hang out with my sponsor and another sponsee brother. And we were just chilling and I found my tribe. So, you know, my life is free. My car doesn't automatically go to the liquor store anymore, you know. And, you know, I have a life worth living now, you know. It is life gets lifey. And but I have the 12 steps to guide me through it. I live in 10, 11, and 12. You know, and I'm really grateful, you know, and whatever, you know, so thank you so much. All right.